You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leeds talking Baltimore Orioles with MLB.com's Orioles beat reporter, Brittany Giroli. Britt, I continue to be perplexed, and I imagine you do too, because things just kind of don't add up with this team when we talk trade deadline. Because, as you know, you look at what they have, you look at what they're willing to part with, you look at what traditionally they've been willing to do, and it doesn't add up to anything big. And yet the Orioles continue to get mentioned with guys like Justin Upton, and in particular with Justin Upton. Do you think that's doable? Do you think that there is some way that financially and prospect-wise they could swing a deal to bring Justin Upton to Baltimore?
I think they could pull it off. I mean, I was told by someone on the San Diego side that the Orioles have the pieces to pull it off. They're just reluctant to deal those pieces. So I guess the answer is it depends. I mean, are they willing to go all in on a rental again? You know, you look at what they did last year, trading away Eduardo Rodriguez, which was a move you had to make, a move you'd probably make again. But they were also, you know, a good 10 games over 500 at the break. They were a team that looked like the team that was going to run away with the American League East. And, of course, that's what they ended up doing. So I don't know if you decide that you're going to go all in this year because, quite frankly, you're just not the same team. You're not as good of a team. So I think if they're going to make a move, that they'd like not get a rental. You get a guy who's under team control for another year or two because otherwise, again, you have a thin farm system. You're giving up a top prospect, a guy like Eduardo Rodriguez, who already has made a mark for Boston this season, for essentially a guy you're going to rent for 2 months. So I don't see the Orioles getting Justin Upton or any other rented type of player. I don't think they're in the position to be trying to mortgage their future for rentals. I think they've got to think ahead. They've got to be smart and look at ways to upgrade the team that don't just leave them hamstrung the following year.
Upton is an interesting guy, though, and I absolutely hear you, and again, that adds up with what we know. The one thing I wonder about with him in particular, though, is he's a guy who has made it really clear that, you know, he values comfort. He loved, you know, in Atlanta he was relatively close to home. Baltimore is even closer to home than Atlanta, and so you do, or I wonder at least, you know, is he a guy and that you bring in and try and convince he wants to stick around? And so I guess the question I'm actually asking here is, do you see the potential that they could play in the market for a guy like that this winter free agency? And if so, does that maybe affect their willingness to try and bring him in? It's something the Cardinals used to do. Bring the guy in, convince him, hey, you want to be here, get a read on what he is, and then sign him.
Potentially, though, it's a hard sell, Matthew, because you look at all those free agents and they're probably going to lose, and you kind of say, hey, don't you want to be here? And I think guys might look around and say, well, I don't know. There's no Chris Davis. There's no Matt Wieters. There's no Darren O'Day. There's Tommy Hunter is gone. And you know, you look around, and Wei-Yin Chen is gone, all these free agents. And you say, maybe I don't want to be here. So I don't know if they feel so confident about that. If they get a guy that they can sign him and pay him the kind of money that's going to make him say, yeah, I really want to stay here. They've struggled in the past to keep free agents, and I just don't see anything that's going to change that trend.
And so that leads to another interesting name. If they do, in fact, as we've talked about, if they'd like to bring in a big-time, a middle-of-the-lineup outfielder, a guy that they've been sort of mentioned with less prominently, but still there's been some buzz, is Carlos Gonzalez, and that's a guy who is signed for two more years, a guy who really might kind of be a central piece. And the other thing I wonder about is, does the Tulowitzki deal maybe open any eyes? The Rockies got one really good prospect for Tulowitzki, but it was not the kind of package I think that teams would really dread to part with. And so when you see that, does that maybe say, oh, I wonder what would happen if we called on Gonzalez? Is that a name that might make some sense for them?
That's a name that I think might make a little bit more sense for them. And I have kind of heard that name a little bit. And, of course, the question when you're talking on the Rockies is what are they going to get? You know, what is going to make it worth their while? Is there any kind of player that the Orioles are willing to give up that's going to net a return like that? And I think that's kind of the biggest issue, Matthew. They don't have a strong farm system. They don't have the guys that Toronto has. that they're willing to part with. Their two top pitching prospects, Hunter Harvey and Dylan Bundy, are both hurt. So they're not willing to trade part of their right now. And those are guys like Jonathan Scope and Kevin Gausman and Manny Machado, which is what teams are interested in. They're not willing to trade those guys because they're a big part of what they're trying to do. But they don't really have anything enticing enough down below. So it's an interesting situation. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't see how, if they don't change something, they're able to get anybody of any value back.
And that kind of leads in again. I feel like I ask the same questions every week, but the same questions are what's relevant for this team. They're so interesting. If it adds up that this is not probably one of these guys is not something they can do. But at the same time, as you note, their window is now. I mean, this is we kind of think of the Orioles as this machine that kind of self-perpetuates. It's such a well-run organization that they're good this year, they're going to be good next year. We kind of think of this as not a built-for-now team, but their window is now. And so given that, what can they do in the next 50 hours as we speak that would bolster them, that would increase their chances of at least a wild card, that strengthens this team to get to where I think they'd be a danger in the postseason? I think they get there, they're a team to be reckoned with. So what can they do if it's not something big to bolster this roster and get there?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's one that kind of I've been asking myself and will continue to over the next few days. I don't know. I think if there was an obvious move, we'd all be talking about it and say, well, this is it. This is what they should do. I don't know if there's a move that makes them considerably better, but I do think that there's probably a Dan Duque type of move, a marginal move that helps them, whether it's in the outfield or whether it's in the bullpen, that they can say, all right, we're going to be a little bit better. This allows us at least a little roster flexibility. I think that's the key for them, is getting somebody and being able to kind of close ties with at least two or three of the guys on their roster, because they have so many guys who are out of options who they can't do anything with. So I think once they are able to find what they deem a suitable upgrade, it'll just make it a little bit easier roster-wise. I mean, right now, if they were to call up a reliever, they'd really be hamstrung. They'd have to lose another position player, and they've done it so many times. So I think it's going to be a smaller move. I don't know what they're going to be able to do. I don't know what caliber player they're going to be willing to get. It all depends on what kind of prospects they're willing to deal. I mean, does Zach Davies, who was in the Futures game where they're very high of in AAA, is he a guy who they make available in the right deal? He's not someone they want to move, but they could make him available. So it's a lot of wait and see right now, and a lot of teams are on the fence and don't know where they're going, and I think that lends to a lot of the uncertainty.
One thing you mentioned in a recent story at Orioles.com, at TheOrioles.com, that I thought was intriguing was the possibility of parting with members of the Major League bullpen, of Brian Mattis or Tommy Hunter being guys who might have trade value. Is that something they would think about, parting with, not as a seller, but parting with one of those guys from what is a deep unit in order to upgrade somewhere else on the roster?
Yes, it's something that they're definitely thinking about. It's something that they've offered for many different players. And a lot of times they're out of their league. You know, you can't offer Tommy Hunter and Brian Mattis to the Padres and say, hey, take this for Justin Upton. That's just not going to happen. But it's definitely something that they've put on the table, players that they've made available. They feel good about their AAA Norfolk pitching staff depth. So it is something to watch. Those two guys could definitely get moved.
And then to sort of check in on elsewhere on the roster, anything shaken with Bud Norris, with his kind of limbo? I mean, what anything? I know they'd like to move him. That doesn't look like it's going to happen. Is he just kind of where he is, pitching out of the bullpen for a while?
Yeah, he's kind of in limbo. I had heard that the Cubs had a little interest, but I would think if any team had a little interest that they'd be willing to move him and he'd already be there. So I don't know how much credence is really to that. But, you know, they're listening. They'd like to move him. I think Bud would probably welcome maybe a fresh start somewhere. But right now he's an injury away from being back in that rotation. And he's a free agent at the end of the year. So this is big for him, too, to pitch well and help elevate his stock. So nothing really new. I'd be surprised if they were able to move him at the deadline. I think they'd have to eat a good chunk of that salary. But, again, you just never know.
And so does that mean that, and again, with the full understanding that especially with the Orioles, nothing is really permanent, everything can change, but does that mean that at least for the time being, Kevin Gausman is in the rotation full stop?
Yeah, they said they're going to give him an extended look, and he's had a couple starts up here since the second half. I would imagine, unless he has two or three real clunkers, that he's going to stay in that rotation. I mean, they want to see what they have in him. They want to get his innings up, too, for next year. So I would imagine, yeah, barring a really bad stretch, they're going to see what he has. He's going to get every opportunity to succeed in the rotation.
All right. Well, Brittany Droli, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.